2 days away from Christmas, so why not talk about one of the most infamous, movies for Christmas, which is It's a Wonderful Life by Frank Capra, available on Amazon Prime. The holiday classic to define all holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life is one of a handful of films worth an annual viewing. With a 94% certified fresh tomato meter and a 95% audience score. Apparently, it's amazing. This is director Frank Capra's classic bittersweet comedy drama about George Bailey, the eternally in-debt guiding force of a bank in the typical American small town of Bedford Falls. As the film opens, it's Christmas Eve, 1946, and George, who has long considered himself a failure, faces financial ruin and arrest, and is seriously contemplating suicide. High above Bedford Falls, two celestial voices discuss Bailey's dilemma and decide to send down eternally bumbling angel Clarence Oddbody, who after 200 years has yet to earn his wings, to help George out. But first, Clarence is given a crash course on George's life and the multitude of selfless acts he has performed. Rescuing his younger brother from drowning, losing the hearing in his left ear in the process, and during a beating, rather than allowing a grieving druggist to deliver poison by mistake to an ailing child. Foregoing college and a long-planned trip to Europe to keep the Bailey Building and loan from letting its Depression-era customers down. And, most important, preventing town despot Potter from taking over Bedford Mills and reducing its inhabitants to puny. Along the way, George has married his childhood sweetheart Mary, who has stuck by him through thick and thin. But even the love of Mary and his children are insufficient when George, faced with an $8,000 shortage in his books, becomes a likely candidate for prison, thanks to the vengeful Potter. Bitterly, George declares that he wishes that he had never been born. And Clarence, hoping to teach George a lesson, shows him how different life would have been had he in fact never been born. After a nightmarish odyssey through a George Bailey-less Bedford Falls, now a slum called Potterville, where none of his friends or family recognize him, George is made to realize how many lives he has touched and helped through his existence. And just as Clarence had planned, George awakens to the fact that, despite all its deprivations, he has truly had a wonderful life. Capra's first production through his newly formed Liberty Films, It's a Wonderful Life, lost money in its original run, when it was perceived as a fairly downbeat view of small-town life. Only after it lapsed into the public domain in 1973 and became a Christmastime TV perennial did it don the mantle of a holiday classic. Now, since this film is in the public domain, I could play the entire film for you right now. But that seems kind of boring. So instead, we're going to read what we like to call, that's right, Rotten Reviews.
Rotten Reviews.
After the first of the year, I will be cleaning up those, making them a little bit more professional. I plan on doing a lot of changes. A lot of logo. I'm going to change all the logos. I'm going to change some vibes. I'm going to get some new intro music together. I'm going to hook up the old mic, which is actually much higher quality than this new mic. I built, you know, I bought this mic for travel purposes, so I could record at work or at the house or on the road, you know, like I was just in Miami. And before that, I actually, without telling you, I recorded a show in Vegas. You know, my actual job takes me places, and my personal life takes me places, so I want to be able to take my microphone on the road. But now I've come to the decision that we're just going to go back to the unidirectional BA microphone. Let's get into those rotten reviews, shall we? From PJ Nabarro, quote, "One problem with the film is that it's only in the acquisition of money and the community subjugating their own savings and needs for George, and his rebirth can be complete." End quote. Money, unfortunately, is part of life. Sorry, Patrick. The New Republic, quote, "Capra is an old-time movie craftsman, the master of every trick in the bag, and in many ways he is more at home with the medium than any other Hollywood director. But all of his details give the impression of contrived effect." Okay, whatever. That review was contrived. About.com gave it a 2 out of 5 for no apparent reason. Flick Philosopher, quote, "It isn't a terrible film by any means, and it's easy to see why people revere it." Then why'd you give it a negative score? Mountain Express, quote, "It suits a lot of people, but I find it hypocritical and false." And that's about all of the rotten reviews that are available for this movie. So let's get into the other reviews we like to call
reviews by people who went to school so they could watch movies for a living.
I also think I'm going to change that to top critics, but we'll see. We'll see. Little White Lies, quote, "There's sex and death here, elation and depression, hope and despair." That's it, though. That's all they wrote. New York Daily News, quote, "While it isn't the best picture to come out of Hollywood this year, nor is it Capra's masterpiece, it tells a good story, and its conclusion has a heartwarming effect on the audience." Not you, though, right? Okay. Hollywood Reporter, quote, "It's a Wonderful Life is a wonderful title for a motion picture about which practically everyone who sees it will agree that it's wonderful entertainment." Oh, boy. Chicago Tribune, quote, "The most well-loved of all Christmas movies." Perfect score. Okay. Thank you. Salon.com, quote, "It's a Wonderful Life is about hunger. It's about greed. It's about the many ways a good man is stymied. Finally, it's about George Bailey, whose decency prevents him even from killing himself." Okay. Time Magazine, quote, "It's a Wonderful Life is a pretty wonderful movie." Okay. Guardian, quote, "A genuine American classic." Perfect score. That's all they wrote. Chicago Reader, quote, "The epiphany of movie sentiment and a transcendent experience." Okay, all right. Interesting. New York Times, quote, "As the hero, Mr. Stewart does a warmly appealing job."
Well, thank you.
Indicating that he has grown in spiritual stature and as well as in talent during the years he was in the war. And Donna Reed is remarkably poised and gracious as his adoring sweetheart and wife.
Yes. Beautiful.
Chicago Sun-Times, Roger Ebert, quote, "What is remarkable about It's a Wonderful Life is how well it holds up over the years. It's one of those ageless movies like Casablanca or The Third Man that improves with age." Now, the show actually deals with a lot of dark topics. So, you know, I can understand how it will not go out of style because these are issues that we all face, right? Be it finances, be it not thinking that we've ever really contributed anything to this world. I mean, what would my life be like if I'd never been born? And I think we all have the same answer to that. Like, I probably wouldn't be that different. really. What have I really done for society? And that's something that George asks himself, and I think we all need to ask ourselves, because maybe the answer would be revealing. Such as
the longest review ever.
Now, I'm actually going to be reading the second longest review ever, just because the first longest review that I clicked on is a pretty much synopsis of the entire film frame by frame, and that that can get a little much. So here is the second longest review ever. Quote, "It's a Wonderful Life has an unforgettable climax that sends a good lesson to audiences of all ages and has cemented itself in the minds of everybody who's seen either the movie or a video that spoofs the concept. And the rest of the movie that preceded, it was pretty good too. Yeah, I was surprised that the iconic finale doesn't occur near the very end, but fortunately, there was such a well-done build-up to it that I didn't even complain." Well, that's good. "The acting is great. Frank Capra's direction is great. The cinematography is great. Is there a reason why this isn't considered a Christmas classic, despite no Christmas decorations showing up until we're near the third act? You easily sympathize with George Bailey. The guy wishes to travel the world, but he never does. And it ends up taking his toll on him, since he's trying so hard to make everybody else happy. He feels like it's come at the expense of his own happiness. The movie does show that those acts of selflessness mean that. If it weren't for somebody intervening, people's lives could have been much worse. I doubt my review will stand out amongst anybody else's, which is why I find it impossible to say anything anybody likely hasn't said already. So I'll just tell you this. You haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life? Question. Well, then what are you waiting for? Question. Next Christmas? Question. Just remember that the iconic moment doesn't happen until near the very end, and most of the movie is built up toward it. But it is really good build-up." And what is this iconic end that we've been referencing in most of the reviews? This one obviously brought it up multiple times. So what is the iconic ending? Well, let's just play it, shall we?
Help me, Clarence! Get me back! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids! Help me, Clarence, please! Please! I want to live again! I want to live again! I want to live again! Please, God, let me live again! Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You...
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you... My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu pedals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry! Merry! Yay! Yay! Hello,
In jail.
Go on home. They're waiting for you.
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner. Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper.
I'll get it to warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail. Merry Christmas, reporters. Where's Mary? Mary, oh, look at this wonderful old drafty house. Mary! 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 Have you seen my wife?
Mary! Mary!
Mary!
Mary!
Daddy! 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 Daddy!
Kids! Pete! Tommy! Oh, look at you. Oh, I could eat you up. Where's your mother?
We're looking for you.
With Uncle Billy.
Daddy!
Zuzu! Zuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel?
Fine! Not a smidge of temper.
Not a smidge of temper. Hallelujah!
Hello? George!
Mary,
darling!
Mary!
George, darling! Where are you?
Oh, George, Mary, George!
George. Let me touch you. Are you real?
George.
Well, you have no idea what's happened to me.
You have no idea what happened. Well, come on, George. Come on downstairs. Quick, we're on the way.
All right.
Come on. Come on in here now. Now you stand right over here by the tree. Right there. And don't move. Don't move.
What's happening? Come on.
I hear them coming out. George, it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Who's gonna come, Daddy?
Who, Daddy?
Come in, Uncle Billy. Everybody. In here.
George. Isn't it wonderful? So many friends. Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money. Didn't ask any questions. Just said, George in trouble. And tell me, you never saw anything like it. Spread like fish.
Another run-on thing? Here, George. Merry Christmas.
There we are. The line forms on the right.
Come in, George. Merry Christmas. And God bless you.
I wouldn't have a roof over my head if it wasn't for you, George.
Just a minute. Quiet, everybody. Quiet.
Now get this. It's from London.
Oh.
Mr. Gower cabled you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop.
Oh.
Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
In the middle of it, as soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie. A toast. To my big brother, George.
The richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Atta boy, Clarence.
Good gaming, good streaming, good
next.